If at first you don't succeed, try again. We're talking about a campaign to impeach City Prosecutor Keith Conashiro. Under pressure, Conashiro is now on paid leave after receiving a target letter from the FBI. And while he initially resisted stepping away, it took action by the state attorney general to pressure him to step aside to avoid any conflict of interest. Tracy Yoshimura was prosecuted by Conashiro's office over gambling charges related to machines known as Sweepstakes Direct. Not once, but twice. Those cases were thrown out and the 200-plus machines were ordered to be returned. But Yoshimura says that was back in December of 2017, and they've yet to be returned.
It's still in the Supreme Court waiting for them to release their order. We went before the Supreme Court in December of 2017. And, you know, at that time, the Supreme Court had shredded the prosecutors for their actions regarding the seizures and the civil forfeiture process after that. However, they still have not released their opinion.
And how many machines did they seize?
They have about 200, roughly about 220 machines in custody right now.
Those are all Sweepstakes Direct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think I did one of the original stories on that many moons ago. But regardless of whether they're gambling machines or not, you have a situation now. You are relaunching the impeachment process. Tell us about that.
Okay, we're relaunching the process to recollect the signatures, asking people to provide handwritten wet signatures on each and every form. We're doing this to basically give the city and the court everything that they've asked for, whether we agree with it or not. As mentioned, since the court released their ruling, we found a section in Hawaii Revised Statutes that specifically prohibited the Corporation Counsel, Moana Yost, that's handling or overseeing the certification process. But anyway, that section of the Hawaii Revised Statutes goes along with what we had requested, which was a written policy from her indicating that the city, you know, is adopting or using the exclusion that's provided in the section of Hawaii Revised Statutes, which addresses electronic signatures. She refused to provide us with anything, basically refused to even answer our questions regarding that. That's something that we raised before the courts. Now, since then, we've found a specific section of the statute, Hawaii Revised Statutes, that prohibits any government, city, state agency, or department from invoking or effecting any rule, policy, or procedure without it first being published for public inspection. We specifically asked for that because without a written policy, you know, they could just use their discretion at any time to abuse the system, which we feel that, you know, has happened in this situation, to purposely delay and stymie this process to impeach the prosecutor.
Okay, so you believe you found a new section of the law which will bolster your case?
Yes. I mean, it backs up the request that we had, which made to her, which was asking her to provide us a written policy, a previously adopted written policy by the city, which states that they do not accept electronic signatures. And, you know, besides asking for that and now finding this section of the Hawaii Revised Statutes, which says that they cannot refuse or invoke or enforce a rule or policy without it first being a published, you know, publicly published policy. We're waiting to file a motion for recon to put before Judge Crabtree, which allows us to introduce, you know, new evidence or additional evidence. And because we had specifically asked Deputy Yost to provide us with a written policy, if for whatever reason she didn't know, which we would find hard to believe, being that they are the city's attorneys that she would not understand their own rulemaking and policymaking process.
Do you know when that's going to be filed or when you're going to go back to court?
What we're waiting for right now is for the judge to finalize it and release his final written order. It's been about 3 weeks since he released his minute order, and it still hasn't come out. And until it's finalized, we can't file the motion for recon, which is frustrating us again because it's, you know, causing a delay or holding us back from getting that point clarified. But in the meantime, because time is sensitive, we are, you know, going to go ahead, like I said, whether we agree or not, and just go ahead and give through this petition collection of signatures in a manner that gives the city and the courts everything that they're asking for.
All right. So how do you get the word out then to people who might have signed electronically the first time?
Right now we're using social media and, you know, putting it out to the various media sources, news outlets, to try and get the message out as to, you know, the roadblocks that we've been facing and the tactics that we've been facing.
So you're asking those same people to either come down and connect with you?
And re-sign everything again. We've created a website where there's a link that they can go to, you know, use that link to fill out the personal information using their computer. That way there we can make sure that everything's legible. Once they've filled out the personal information, they need to print the form and hand sign it with a wet signature and then mail it back to us.
Okay. And then how many do you need, and how many did you collect the first go around?
The first go around, we turned in 864, I believe, ended up collecting about 1,100 on change.org. And then we did another collection of signatures electronically using DocuSign, which provided a much stronger audit trail that, you know, has been accepted by courts, banks, financial institutions, businesses around the world. DocuSign has done over 150 million documents worldwide and never lost a legal challenge before.
And so how many did you collect on that?
That one there, we collected about 540.
Okay. And how many do you need?
500.
500. Okay. And
basically, that one there, because as we were in the midst of that collection, we were going through, you know, the court hearings and stuff like that, and knowing that the city was pushing back against even a platform as strong as DocuSign, that we weren't really doing a really, really strong push to the people because we're afraid of, you know, having them get the public getting frustrated and giving up and walking away. And, you know, we feel that that's exactly what the city and Connor Sherrill's attorney is trying to do.
Okay. All right. And then is there any other way that folks can contact you aside from online, or will you be any place physically?
I provided an email address to contact us at, which is impeachconnorsherrill@aol.com, as well as my phone number I published online.
Okay. And are you folks going to be anywhere in the flesh collecting signatures?
Yes, we're making plans for that right now. We don't know exactly when and where, but we'll use the website again, impeachconnorsherrill.com, to post messages of times where we'll be and on what dates.
And then talk about the deadline. You can say it's time-sensitive.
The reason it's time-sensitive is because if the impeachment is completed before December 31st, 2019, the replacement will be chosen by the voters. It'll go to a special election wherein the voters will be the one to select Prosecutor Connor Sherrill's replacement. If the impeachment is completed after December 31st, 2019, it becomes a mayoral appointment.
That was Tracy Yoshimura, who is trying to impeach City Prosecutor Keith Konashiro and is relaunching a petition drive to collect the necessary 500 signatures. We did reach out to Konashiro's attorney, Bill McCorriston, for comment, but did not hear back as of news time.